he said, looking at his watch. Ah, just a couple of hours more, hon. Any sign of breakfast? Not yet, Emily said, shaking her head. They had taken Trans-Pacific Airlines, a charter from Hong Kong. The money they saved would be useful when they set up housekeeping at the University of Colorado, where Tim was going to be an assistant professor. The flight had been pleasant enough. They were in the front of the plane. But the stewardesses seemed disorganized, the meals coming at odd times. And even now, Emily was surprised by the casual behavior of the crew. They left the cockpit door open during the flight. She knew Asian crews often did that, but it still struck her as inappropriate, too informal, too relaxed. The pilots strolled around the plane at night, kibitzing with the stewardesses. One was leaving right now, walking to the back of the plane. Of course, they were probably stretching their legs. Stay alert, all of that. But somehow, the whole flight just made her nervous. Emily put Sarah back down in her lap. The baby stared at Tim and beamed. Hey, I should get this, Tim said. Fumbling in the bag under his seat, he brought out a video camera, trained it on his daughter. He waggled his free hand to get her attention. Sarah, Sarah, smile for Daddy, smile. Sarah smiled and made a gurgling sound. How does it feel to be going to America, Sarah? Ready to see where your parents are from?